Hey, what's up? It's John from Skillet, and you are listening to today's Boondoggle on Domain Cleveland Radio.
Thank you for tuning into this week's edition of today's Boondoggle. Domain Cleveland Entertainment is a veteran-owned and operated entertainment cornucopia of nonsensical shenanigans. You can find interesting interviews, music news, entertainment information, and just about everything else in between. Thank you again for tuning into the show here at Domain Cleveland.
Hey, this is Dominic and Maximum Threshold Radio, and I have before me the guys from
Broken Hands. How's it going?
What's going on, man?
Yeah, we're good.
I want to know which guy in the band, who plays the bass in here? What type of amp are you playing out of?
Oh, Fender Super Bass.
Is Lemmy your hero?
Yeah.
I mean, look. I can tell by the sound. I didn't even see that.
Yeah.
You guys sound really good, man. I was out there, I checked you guys out. And man, and you guys talk about this, your first tour in the States, if I remember?
Yeah, it's our first tour in the States. We started with a Shinedown in Houston about 3.5 weeks ago.
Oh, nice. And how's that going along for you guys?
Brilliant, yeah. Great fans, like great city. I mean, every day is a new state, a new town for us, so it's been incredible.
What's some
so
of the
far.
Cities that you've been to?
We started in Houston, and we went, our next show was South Carolina and Simpsonville, and then sort of worked our way up through the Carolinas into Boston, Maine,
Charlotte.
Pittsburgh, New Jersey. Oh, do you know what I mean? Yeah, we've been seeing them, man.
Gotcha. Do you hit the festivals yet with them?
No, this is our first American festival ever.
Oh, sweet.
So, like, this is a whole new brand new experience for us.
How'd you like it out there?
Yeah, brilliant, man. It's kind of similar to our UK, like, heavy rock festivals, but it's kind of got, I mean, I don't know if anyone on the radio knows this, but this festival's in a prison, basically. So that just doesn't happen, that sort of thing, back home.
I'm hoping a storm comes through here.
Oh, yeah.
Because our evacuation plan is for you to go inside.
Inside? Yeah. Really? Wow.
Well, I talked with Susan Fisher, the lady who part runs this thing.
Right.
And that's one of the key things I want to know about, is how can we get in there and stick around? And I was asking about evacuation plans.
Well, they're actually taking people on free tours. If you go ask production, the lady called Leslie, sorry about this, everyone at home. This is you can go for a run, man.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Hit that up.
Definitely.
So people who aren't familiar with your music, want to give them a little brief on what type of music you are?
Yeah, so we basically started out, we're from the UK, our name's Broken Hands. We're about to release our second record on Atlantic Records. We play sort of like heavy sort of desert rock to sort of space rock was our first record, and this next record is sort of a more straight down the middle alt rock to hard rock record, I guess.
What are some of the music influences that you have?
Lemmy. Yeah. I'm wearing a Lemmy t-shirt, and my brother Callum is a drummer, has got a Hawkwind t-shirt, so Lemmy's first band. So, like, I mean, we're first and foremostly massive Black Sabbath fans, so we get quite a lot of comparisons in that respect.
So I caught the bass thing right off.
Exactly that.
did you ever get to meet Lemmy?
We have actually, we did a show in British Summertime, and it was in Hyde Park. In London, and Black Sabbath were the headliner, and Lemmy was the support. So we didn't get a chance to meet him, similar to today. A lot of people around backstage, but we saw him. He was there,
cool,
living and kicking, you know,
I
at
wish
the time.
Still around, man.
Yeah, I know.
I got the pinky swear with him and all that.
Did you? Wow.
Shots with him.
Amazing.
He had me smoking cigarettes. I didn't even smoke.
Yeah.
when Lemmy passes you a cigarette or a shot, you gotta do it.
Yeah, man.
He had the JD.
That would just be straight rude.
We were talking tattoos and shit.
Oh, amazing.
On.
Yeah. He strikes me as that guy. You know, whenever you hear people have met him, he's like everything but that.
I tell my daughter, she's 10, and we'll see videos, and we always have like a Motorhead video come by and say, there's your Uncle Lemmy. So she really thinks that it was his uncle.
Oh, wow, that's not bad.
She sees a bunch of pictures with her dad, with him, and she tells her friends, that's my uncle. Or she'll see Ted Nugent, you know, because that's Uncle Ted.
Yeah, got you. Too right.
So what do you guys got planned for the rest of this year?
So the rest of this year, we've still got another 3 weeks with Shinedown. We'll then be back over in September. We've got a couple of... What's the festival, Dave? We've got a festival in Kentucky.
Aftershock
Festival. There's another one potentially in Sacramento, Louder Than Life. And is that wrong? Is that right? I believe so.
I think Skinner's playing out.
Yeah, they are. That's right, yeah. And then we're going back across Europe. We're obviously back to our homeland. We're touring with a band called Bad Flower, who are also currently on the Shinedown run as well. So
what type of antics have you guys done like... With Zach and the guys from
We had a game of basketball about 4 in the morning in a free cocktail bar that was in a pool. It was Zach, it was John, that's head security, Josh, the singer of a Bad Flower, versus, and Dave, our guitarist, versus the remaining four with broken hands. And yeah, we got a bit feisty. I mean, I got a few bite marks on my back and that, you know. And we left a few bruises on them. But I mean, when you're playing basketball in the water against the head of security, it's only going one way. Do you know what I mean?
Has Zach tried to get you to buy some of his tennis shoes?
No, actually. But I am curious about it. I've heard a little bit about it. I am curious about it. I mean, he's got the most killer little bike. I don't know if anyone's ever seen that. He pretty much is glued to that thing. So, like, you know what I mean? So it's cool.
So a couple more things here. I'll let you guys get going. Mm. How can people get a hold of your music?
So we've currently got three tracks on our next record, which is all on Spotify across all streaming. I mean, if you're coming to the rest of the Shinedown tour or any other dates, we're going to be in the crowd most nights. We've got a load of promotional CDs. And there's also a free download which we'll be giving away, and generally speaking the record should be dropping this autumn, so the whole record will be out by then, and nice. That's probably the best way of doing it.
Couple things you want to tell your fans out there, or the new fans that you'll make?
We are coming back to the United States of America. That is the main thing I need to tell everyone, really. So
what are some of the key things that you've seen that really stuck in your head so far being in the States?
God, there's like, it was pretty, I mean, like, after the first show in Houston, we've never driven in the United States, right? So I think we did like five states in one day. Like, yeah, I mean, wow, so we drove, so like, that's a massive eye-opener for people from little England, yeah, to sort of like undertake in. And the biggest thing that's got me is the heat. I mean, like, we started in Houston, it's 125. I've never been over 90 in my life. So like, that was a whole new ballgame. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Yeah.
We haven't even got to Arizona yet.
Yeah. Exactly that.
Nice. And what other bands are you? Just Shinedown, and what other ones are you on the road with?
Dinosaur Pileup. They're English as well. In fact, if the basketball and the swimming pool is a Shinedown thing, then Flip Cup is definitely a Dinosaur Pileup
and Broken Hands thing. Yeah, yeah.
They get really into it.
Yeah.
Crazy into it. Peer pressure into it.
Yeah, 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 exactly. But yeah, no, we'll be back on the road with Bad Flower. Other friends of bands for us from UK, and we'll just be hitting the road far more from January in the United States. So,
nice. Can you do us a quick favor?
Yes, of course.
Can you do a promo ID for a radio show?
Yeah, definitely.
Say your name, the band you're with. You're listening to Maximum Threshold.
Yeah.
Throw something crazy out at the end of it, and don't put no thought into it.
Okay, right. Okay. Hey, this is Dale from Broken Hands. This is. Check again.
So, my name, Maximum Threshold. Do you want a track name or just like, this is?
Okay, cool.
That's the best part of it.
Right, okay.
Hey. That's the best part.
All right. Hey, this is Dale from Broken Hands. You're listening to Maximum Threshold. In the words of Paul Stanley, people!
There you go.
Perfect. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
No, you're very welcome. We are Kiss fans anyway, so I think people understand that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got it. Yeah, real nice to meet you, though.
Yeah, I'll send you guys messages.
Yeah.
You have just listened to Domain Cleveland. Thanks for tuning in at domainseattle.com. Please subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcast and Google Music.